Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the U.S. begins the process of normalizing relations with Cuba, a former Massachusetts judge-turned-law professor heads to Cuba tomorrow to begin a joint program with professors and students at the University of Havana. Judge Isaac Bornstein is a native of Cuba who's been teaching in his homeland for years. But this time, it'll be under historically different circumstances. As he prepares to depart, we ask Judge Bornstein about his reaction to the U.S. moves toward Cuba.
I think it's a wonderful step forward. It's in many ways symbolic of the purpose of the course that I'm taking students through, Suffolk Law School, which is a course on mediation and negotiation. What better symbol about these decisions by President Obama and President Raul Castro than to negotiate, mediate, learn how to bridge differences, and come to an agreement.
So in some ways, this is an ideal time for you to be traveling to participate in this course and teach this course. What do you expect the reaction from the legal community to be among those members that you'll meet on this trip?
Oh, I think already they've indicated to us that they're thrilled to have us there, that they see this as an incredible positive step. This is a wonderful message, a model to the rest of us that maybe we can find an alternative method of resolving disputes, which is what negotiation and mediation is about. As opposed to war, maybe there's a way to do this through peace.
Is this the first such exchange like this?
It is. I don't want to take away from other great law schools in the United States that have sent law students there, but this is the first academic exchange where students are actually living in homes, having classes at the University of Havana with Cuban law students, with Cuban law professors, an integrated course, and with a mediation group here in Brookline, practitioners, not only law professors, about how to resolve problems in a better way. To my knowledge, it's the first of its kind.
So where do you expect this relationship to go from here?
I envision more academic exchanges, more faculty and students from there coming here to study, students from here going there. I hope other American legal institutions will follow suit. I hope that American businesses will look to a model of dispute resolution before they decide to invest money in Cuba. I see the friendship being endless.
And do you see this as a sign that the Castro regime is going to open up? If, in fact, you have the perspective that the Castro regime was closed or repressive before now?
The people that will benefit directly the most are the people in Cuba now, because the embargo, and hopefully that law will be repealed by Congress, but even Obama's, under his executive powers, can do a number of things to ease up humanitarian trade and the like. Cuban people have been deprived of medicines, of access to products, to goods, to the flow of cash in a way that this will now make their life a lot easier. So I think the idea on the part of some that somehow we should have negotiated tougher forgets that on a day-to-day level, the dignity of the Cuban people is as much a problem with the embargo and the lack of relations with the United States as anything else. So this is the beginning, Bob. I can't predict where this goes, except I can tell you I have a lot of hope, or I wouldn't be going.
Suffolk University law professor, former Judge Isaac Bornstein, thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck on the trip.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.